The other day you were saying to us that there were these phrases, think positive thoughts and I'll be well, and the other one is fake it till you make it. And we were discussing how we'll put those on the website to indicate this is not what Ion thinks is a helpful advice. Could you go into that a bit?
Well, of course. And let's just go at it from a little stronger point of view, just if you can allow it, and if not, then we'll undo it just as quickly.
So take a vote. Everybody for it?
Yeah, we're all for it.
Go ahead.
We'll see how it wraps up. You're coming to this place that's just power of positive thinking. Well, you could go along and say, well, I'm positive. My life sucks. I'm positive. I'm thinking positively, and I'm positive. I have a firm confirmation that everything is horrible. Nobody loves me. I can't have a date. When I have a date, it goes sour. Nothing works out for me. I'm always in traffic. I can't tweet. My Facebook fell off. I'm going to have cosmetic surgery on my Facebook so that my tweeting can be acclimated through my chip body as I continually recreate myself within my own world of other people who are interested or not interested, but get forced to find out how I'm feeling when I'm tweeting. So then I guess tweet along. But the dynamic that comes into this place, that it's not about that. You spend all day every day figuring out what's acceptable and what's not. And we're saying we don't know the parts that are not. We don't know what you call evil. Jesus also didn't understand evil. Your Messiah came, and you're preparing the celebratory birthday celebration to the point that he wasn't about that. It wasn't you have to do my bidding or go to hell. It wasn't about that. It's that if you come into the recognition that a Savior is born, the Messiah is born, and you're created in the image of that Creator, then you also are born. And if you come into your power, into your deity, if you show up for your own coronation, it's good to be the king, remember? They'll tell you that just all the way through. Well, not so much for Mary, Queen of Scots, but then she wasn't really queen, though, was she? Then you come along to a place where if you come into your power, into your authority within yourself, you decide. You see, Queen Mary, very best, comes into play time and time again and says, not in my world. Well, it was her world. She was the queen, and she says, not in my world, so much so that it comes to the place where it was not. And her words alone in that place of authority as a sovereign, we're trying to birth in you a sovereignty. Birth in you, individual human creator, that you're culpably responsible with no plausible deniability of every aspect of your life, of your world, of your universe.
Okay, was Adolf Hitler claiming his sovereignty?
He was. He certainly was.
Oh, no.
And so much so, they're still speaking of him.
That's right. So, where did he get it wrong a little bit?
How? What part did he get wrong?
Okay, James, we'll see what kind of mail you get on that one.
No, wait a second. Get out of here.
Now.
Right.
Now, hang on.
Hang on now.
There you go. What we ask you, who gave Adolf Hitler power?
The people.
Who
people wanted it. They
power.
Created it into their experience.
They most certainly did, and it showed up in their experience. But not all of them were killed.
Well, that's good. Not everybody was killed. That's a good judge. He killed 6 million or whatever, or 30 million in Russia. You're saying, oh, great, not everybody was killed, but he's cool.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, you think about it. If you go back, because you have time, you created it. If you go back in time and you undo the Third Reich,
yeah,
you undo it. Make no Adolf Hitler. Go back to the conjugal birth of Adolf Hitler and make that so. Chunk him down the commode. He's not going to make it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then see how your history lays itself out. And Rommel will be just as close as where he was when he ended up as he did otherwise.
So there still would have been a Hitler phenomenon, as McLuhan would say. Caused by radio.
Absolutely.
Radio would have evoked that tribal emotion.
Well, okay, pick your poison. It was your human creators. You like the contrast.